This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, July 20th. Weather is still the word on the trading floor Wednesday from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Alan Nuckman.
As you well know, it's all about the weather. That is what's driving this market, and that's what's driving some of us mad as well. So, well, in the near term, we're expecting some wet weather, and looking at the forecast here in Chicago, for those people that are going to near festivals, it's looking like wet and storm, so we'll have to wait and see. But that's why we're here. In the bigger picture, they're talking about the next couple weeks out that it's going to be drier and warmer, so maybe that's why we had a bit of a pause in the market. But in the big picture, you have to be aware that this is the crucial time for the pollination and the maturation, which is a little bit behind schedule because of the planting season.
Chicago's September wheat prices closed yesterday down 0.75 points at 504. September corn ended the day up 5.5 at 383.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day down 3, ranging from 518 to 545. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for August were down 6.25 from 570.25 to 595.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August were up 8.5, ranging from 875.5 to 895.5. Live cattle for August were up 220 at 117.45. August feeder cattle were up 290 at 154.95. And August Class 3 milk was down 10 cents at 16.55. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report. Go to aginfo.net for more information.